The onion-filled air hits your nose and eyes as soon as you walk into the town hall. It's just a hall, nothing fancy, much like Port Wing itself. On one end is a basketball hoop, on the other end a stage flanked by a large American flag. This is a place where small-town America is thriving.
Brandishing your knife at people!
Sitting in circles knee-to-knee with pails of potatoes and juicy onions, people from Port Wing and nearby Cornucopia, Brule, and Herbster turn out on this Thursday night in late August. People like Gene Sabone are getting things ready for Saturday's Labor Day weekend fish boil.
It's just fun to get together with all the people. There isn't a lot to do in Port Wing. So we just, the get-togethers are really great.
Russ Bailey has lived in Port Wing for all of his 50 years. Like most everyone else, he's taken his turn at peeling onions and potatoes.
Everybody brings their own paring knife from their own drawers at home, and everybody makes sure they go home with their own paring knife, too, because, you know, every knife is their favorite knife.
Secret to potato peeling or onion peeling?
Not crying. That's probably the biggest secret to onion peeling. And
among the fellowship, there's a feeling that this fish boil must be a success. Usually 2,000 hungry people turn out, coming from all over to eat at Port Wing. Visitors might notice a grocery store, gas station, marina, restaurant, one Lutheran church, and two taverns for the 480 residents. The population is growing a little, but Bailey says it's a struggle to keep young people from leaving.
It is, you know, with jobs diminishing, school, you know, the numbers of students in the schools diminishing all the time, and kids have to go elsewhere for work. You know, it's hard to get their enthusiasm like we, you know, we were born into it. Although we do have quite a few kids that come back and help, and that's increasing. I think when they're getting a little bit older, they see the value of it themselves.
The fish boil is part of that value. It was started in 1958 by Bing Anderson and Bucky Jardine to raise money for the town baseball field. Bucky Jardine sits among the onion fumes with his neighbors, wiping his eyes.
Mine are watering already. I just got here.
His job is to get the spices that flavor the boiled goodies on Saturday.
Here's the allspice, peppercorns, and bay leaves. They'll just make that in a nice big round ball with cheese sauce around it. Throw it in Saturday morning when you first start the kettles at 6 o'clock. Then we start the fish.
The first fish boil raised $35. This year's boil will bring in $16,000. Jardine says it'll go for children's programs in Port Wing, keeping the spirit of building that baseball field alive.
Port Wing is unique. They do work together. Everyone's always been that way. All you do is put out the call, you need help, and people come. Big city, you don't know your next door neighbor. The kids are all after, they have to cooperate, otherwise they aren't going to function. And they learn a lesson young in life, and it works the rest of their life. I like it.
Hard to get any kind of leverage with that little thing now, ain't it?
Saturday morning comes early as volunteers chop wood and stoke fires under the several cast iron barrels that will eventually boil the Lake Superior trout, potatoes, and onions. Don Johnson says there are a few casualties from these hot fires.
Will there be enough noises around here?
You'll hear some sounds. The first guy that gets burnt by the water, you'll hear some stuff that you probably don't want to put on the radio.
Does hair make sound when it burns?
Picnic tables, tents, and plastic chairs are set up on a Saturday afternoon made to order for the fish boil. Blue skies, a little breeze off Lake Superior. The last Saturday in August as the feel that summer is ending. Around 1 o'clock, three men stoke six fires, slowly bringing 100-gallon barrels to a hard boil.
Actually, we're always low on onions.
That's good.
Dozens of people, many just taking a drive along Lucky Highway 13 on Lake Superior's south shore, pay their $12 and line up for lake trout.
A tap two for you. Did I stamp you?
Teenager Jamie Anderson is serving alongside other young people. Born and raised in Port Wing, she wouldn't miss helping out at this fish boil.
The best thing. Everybody's so close. And then there's my cousin, Jesse Jardine, and everybody's like family here. And we grew up here. We do everything together, and we stick together. And I think that's the best thing about it from the small town. We're just, it's just like one big family. It's not segregated at all, and nobody doesn't like anybody else. And I mean, just perfect.
Anderson says Port Wing teaches her about optimism and the virtues of community and family. She's not sure if she'll be able to stay. That depends on the career she chooses. But she doesn't feel like she's missed out on anything growing up in a small town.
We all turned out okay. I mean, a lot of us go off to college and we come back, but we always come home. This is our home. We know it is.
On this weekend, the ingredients to preserve this small town way of life is some allspice, bay leaves, onions, potatoes, lake trout, and a willingness of people from all generations to work together. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Looks bad. You didn't think of that 5 minutes ago.
5 minutes ago.